弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
能够跟弟兄姐妹众圣徒在主日，在每一个礼拜第一个早晨这样子来敬拜神，你们觉得喜不喜乐？
Isn't it joyful to worship God with all the saints on the first day of the week?
Yes, Amen,
Amen.
你们上一个礼拜过得好不好？
How are you? How was your last week?
很不错。
Is it good?
好像不是每个人都很快乐啊。
Not everyone seems to be joyful.
我上一个礼拜四的时候，有一天晚上呢，我觉得我灵里面非常的下沉。
Last Thursday night, I felt very down in my spirit.
因为我在过去的这一两个礼拜里面，我不管是从电话，或者是说我跟弟兄姐妹的交通，或者有 email 啊，或者啊听说的啊，就听到了很多不好的消息。
Because last week, throughout the week, I received many bad news.
有很多是非常忧伤，让我非常忧伤的消息。
Which made me very sorrowful.
那作为一个传道人呢，我总是。有这个 privilege, 有这个特权，常常听到坏消息。
Being a pastor, I always have the privilege to hear about bad news firsthand.
弟兄姐妹有好吃的，有好玩的，很少说第一个想到要来找我们。
People might not come to find me when they have something good to eat or something fun.
他们需要休息。
They need rest.
所以有的时候呢，因为你接收到的这个坏消息呢的比例比较高一点，所以呢有时候心情就会比较低落哈。
Therefore, the chance of getting a bad news is so high that oftentimes my mood can be very low.
所以要自己去找一点快乐。
So we need to find some fun ourselves.
有一天呢，我跟儿子啊，那是哪一个儿子？你们猜猜看好了，我们在门口。不晓得从哪里来的 idea, 不晓得他是看了路上的行人还是怎么样。
I don't know where he got the idea.
他说妈妈，你在50多岁的女人中间还算蛮年轻的。
And then he says, Mom, you seem pretty young for women over 50.
哎呀，我听了以后心花怒放哈。
I felt so joyful.
然后我就问他，我说那 how about 在40多岁的人中间。
So I further on ask him, how do I compare with women of 40s, in their 40s?
然后呢，他停了一下子。
And then he paused.
他说，妈妈，你不能够太贪心。
Mom, don't be too greedy.
那不，我还是很高兴。
But I was still very happy.
可是我后来一想呢，我觉得这句话实在不是一个夸奖的话。
Then I thought, okay, that was not a compliment.
50几岁不像40几岁。
Women in their 50s are not like in 40s.
如果也不像50几岁，那不是像60几岁吗？
So if I don't look like in the 40s, don't I look like in the 60s?
所以呢，后来呢，我就心里有一个励志。
Therefore, I determined.
我要 keep 我自己 look like 50几岁。
I decided to always keep my look in
我也要努力的让余弟兄也看起来像50几岁。
I will try very hard to keep Brother Yu look like in his
不要再有人说他比他的二哥看起来大。
I hope no more there will be no one ever say that he looks like older than his second older brother.
有的时候这些的好话呢是真的不能够完全相信哈。
Sometimes you just cannot believe all the praises of men.
这次我们在巴黎的时候呢，有一天下午那个晚上还有聚会，下午有一点点时间呢，我们就一起到罗浮宫去。
When we were in Paris, one day we had a free afternoon.
弟兄姐妹说你一定要有一天的时间花在罗浮宫。
And then people say that you have to at least spend one day.
我们想如果我们两次都过门不入的话，可能这个文化水平真的是被人家看得太低了。所以我们就下午的时候就去了一下。
We decided we've been Paris for twice. At least we have to.
但是因为我们只有不到两个小时的时间。
Since we have less than 2 hours.
所以呢，我后来就在门口的时候，我就决定不进去了。
So I decided not to get in.
那余弟兄进去了。
So Brother Yu went in there.
对，到我们约定的时间呢，我就往那个出口的地方去。
And then at our appointed time, I went back to the entrance.
然后我远远的看见他这个匆匆忙忙的从里面出来，我就笑笑的站在那里等他。
So I saw him rushing out of the entrance, so I smiled.
可能他觉得他迟到了。
Maybe he thought he was late.
所以呢，他一冲到我的面前
，as he reached me,
他就说：“哎呀，那个蒙娜丽莎笑得不如你好看。”
And he says.The smile of Mona Lisa is not as good as yours.
Yeah, 你们想我会笨到那个程度相信他的话吗
？Do you think I would be so foolish to believe him?
但是呢，这些的 compliment， 这些的好话呢，在我心情很低档的时候，我就拿出来回味一下。
But then whenever I'm in bad mood, I like to think about all these compliments.
不过我刚刚这个不是真实的，真的我们的喜乐是要从耶和华的喜乐而来。
Okay, now tell you the truth. Our true joy comes from the Lord.
耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. 所以真的很盼望呢。虽然我们可能我们的环境，我们所听到的消息常常会让我们的心情低荡，但是我们感谢神，他有一个喜乐超过我们所有的环境。
Yes, our circumstances or the news we hear might make us feel.Down, but yet His joy can help us surpass our circumstances.
那我们最近呢，余弟兄在这个联合的聚会里面，他一连串的系列讲到属灵的传承。
Recently, whenever we have combined meeting, Brother, you like to share passing on the spiritual.
那我们今天要讲一个另外也是一样属灵的传承。
Today we also want to talk about another spiritual inheritance.
那为什么我们要讲要传承？你们有？想过
Why passing on the spiritual inheritance? Have you ever thought about it?
当然我们是有好东西所以我们要传承对不对
Whenever you have good, something good, then you want to pass it on.
但是同样呢也是因为有很多好的属灵的产业濒临失去的时候我们就讲说我们要传承
And also because some very good spiritual inheritance are getting lost, that's why we talk about spiritual.
就好像有一些的动物它可能濒临绝种了然后我们就要起来一起的来保护它
Just like when we see some animals are getting extinct then we want to preserve and protect
some endangered species 对不对
它
们快要绝种了那我们就开始哇就觉得快要走了就觉得很宝贝
As we are about to lose them, we want to treasure them.
然后我们想把它留下来。
And we want to keep them.
用尽各样的方式，我们想把这些宝贝的，但是却濒临危险的，我们想把它留下来。
And we want to try all our means to protect and reserve, to preserve these precious and endangered species.
呀，感谢神，我们中有很多弟兄姐妹对于环保非常有感觉。
Praise the Lord that some of us.Very care about our environment.
如果今天我们不来保护我们的地球
，if we do not protect our earth，
那在主来之前
，then before the Lord comes back，
我们的下一代，我们的将来的后代，他们可能就要面对很多的危险。
Then our next generation and the generations to come will face many challenges.
那现代的基督教里面
，and modern day.Christian churches.
我们也受到这个世界潮流的影响。
We're impacted by the trend of the world.
那这个潮流呢，它鼓励创新。
The trend encourages creativity.
追求时髦
and pursue a trend.
羡慕花俏
and then something new or fad.
对很多传统的固有的很好的产业
and toward the traditions or something we already have the current inheritance.
出于本能的，我们就想要排斥它。
And naturally, we reject them.
或者我们根本都不觉得有必要把它保留下来。
We don't see the necessity of preserving them.
但是我们要想到我们的神他是亘古以来从来不改变的神。
But yet we have to remember our God never changes.
他在伊甸园的时候
Well, he was in the Garden of Eden.
在亚伯拉罕的时候
The time of Abraham.
在摩西的时候
Moses.
在大卫的时候
The time of David.
在那么多但以理的时候
the time of Daniel,
在耶稣的时代
time of Jesus,
在保罗的时代
time of Paul,
在提摩太的时代
Timothy,
在彼得雅各约翰的时代
Peter, James and John,
这个神从来没有改变
This God never changes.
在我们的时代他有改变吗
Do you think he will change in our time?
没有改变
No.
那改变的是什么
So what changed?
改变的是世代
It's the generations.
所以今天如果我们不宝贝今天在圣经里面所传给我们这么多宝贝的产业
So if we do not cherish and treasure that spiritual inheritance passed on to us from the scriptures
他们就濒临失去的危险
And then they will be endangered
所以我们讲属灵的传承
So as we talk about spiritual inheritance
我也很希望来澄清一下
And I want to clarify with you
我们是种在一些不会改变或者是不可少的事情上
We focus on those things that will not change and then are necessary.
我们千万不是守旧
We're not just trying to keep
不是在这里为传统来捍卫
or fighting to preserve the tradition.
更不是我们要执着在我们的生活穿着、吃喝、这些的方式上面
And we're not trying to insist on the formality of what we eat or what we wear.
我们也不是执着在很多新的知识、旧的知识或者科技我们不是在执着在这些事情上。
We do not insist on technology or some informational knowledge.
如果我们舍本逐末或者我们一味的追求新潮那可能会在教会在今天的教会里面产生、不必要的隔阂或者是纷争。
If we omit the necessity and just keep pursuing the new things, we might create some unnecessary division at church.
所以我们要把我们的神给我们的产业 传下去
As we need to pass on the spiritual inheritance that God
就好像我们每一个人的家
Like in every family
你们有没有一些美好的家风
Do you have some good family culture and tradition
你们很想要好好的传下去
That you want to pass down to the next generation
我们也觉得中国人有很多很好的传统
We Chinese people have many good traditions
德国人也有很多很好的传统
And Germans have good traditions
连美国这个只有200多年历史的国家他们也有很多很好的传统
Even the nation of America with very short history have very good traditions too
而这些美好的传统可能都濒临失去
And all these good traditions are about being endangered and extinct
我记得我快三十年前来美国的时候、因为我们是在中西部所以这美国人还非常的保守
About 30 years ago when I first came to America we lived in the Midwest and then
他们有一些很好的
they were still very conservative
非常好的精神是我们这些亚洲人我们中国人非常没有非常缺少
I have some very good attitudes and spirits that we Asians lack
譬如说我们、在开、highway 在公路高速公路的旁边有时候我们会看见有人停在路边，因为他们 in trouble， 车子坏掉了。
For instance, we often see people park on the shoulder of highways because their cars got
down. 那个时候你只要挥手
，at that time, as long as you wave your hand，
可能会有好几辆车子停下来帮助你。
Maybe several cars will stop to help you.
甚至你不挥手，也可能会有人停下来帮助你。
Even if you don't wave your hands, people might still stop to help.
但是今天呢
？How about nowadays?
那么多可怕的故事。
Many horrible stories
让我们不太敢在随意的在路边停车来帮助别人
Stop us from lending a helping hand casually
所以失去这些美好的传统可能有很多很多的原因
So there are many reasons why we have lost these good traditions
但这些不管是家里的或者是国家的或者是文化的各种美好的传统如果跟神所赐给我们在耶稣基督里面赐给我们那些美好的产业相比实在是非常非常的小
These good traditions whether in the family or culture or in the nation are very minute and small compared to the spiritual inheritance that God has given us
所以我们真的是要宝贝
So we need to cherish
那个存到永远的
The things that will last through eternity
不会改变的
The things that will not change
神所赐给我们的福分
Those given to us by God
那我们今天要讲一个题目
So today we'll talk about this topic.
就是我们如何在心灵和真实的里面来敬拜神。
How we worship in the spirit and truth.
那为什么要讲到我们敬拜以灵以诚呢
？Why do we talk about worshiping in spirit and truth?
它跟属灵的传承有什么关系呢
？What does that have to do with passing on the spiritual inheritance?
就像我开头讲的，真实的敬拜其实正在濒临危险。
Just as I said in the beginning, true worship are being endangered as well.
那不仅神的儿女越来越不在乎或者是不认识真实的敬拜
Not only children of God gradually lose their interest or they do not know about true worship.
常常被、misled, 被、引导到一些、所谓的敬拜但是不见得 是真的是照着圣经所说的真实的敬拜，在心灵和真实里面的敬拜。
Or children of God are often misled to worships that are not true worship, not worshiping in the spirit.
那连我们这些传道人有的时候也觉得非常的困惑。
Even ministers and pastors are often confused.
不知道要该怎么样才好。
And we do not know what to do.
那造成这些是真非真、是假非假的原因有很多。
There are many reasons why such confusion.
那我们真的要来剖析起来也非常的复杂。
And it's hard to analyze it.
那我想我们今天在这里不是要来去讲这些的原因。
Today we're not talking about the reasons.
那我们要认识一件事。
But we need to know one thing.
神有一个仇敌。
God has an enemy.
他极尽所能的，他就是不愿意人，神所爱的人，神的儿女来敬拜他。
And he's tried all means to stop a children of God from worshiping him.
从亘古，从创世纪，我们就看到很多拜假神的例子。
From the book of Genesis, we already see examples of worshiping false gods.
他就是要拦阻神的儿女来敬拜神。
So the enemy just tried to stop the children of God from worshiping God.
那我自己觉得我们教会呢，在敬拜这一方面呢，这个我们看一下这个 passing the baton 的这个 slides 好不好？那知道我们在赛跑的时候，在赛跑的时候，我们要这个棒子我们要接得好，非常非常的重要。
It's very important to pass the baton correctly in the relay race.
所以如果今天我要把这个棒子传给哪一个人的话，我必须我自己手中有棒子。
If I want to pass the baton to someone, first of all, I have to have the baton myself.
下一棒的人他要接的时候，他也要先接好了，接到了棒子他才来传。
And the next person has to receive it well before he can pass down.
如果我们不小心把这个棒子在传的时候掉在地上了，
if we just happen to drop the baton,
然后这个接棒的人呢，他就已经开始跑了。
And then the next person already started running.
当他要再传给下一棒人的时候，
and then when he is about to pass it to the next person,
他的手中就没有这个棒。
He does not have the baton in his hands.
所以我今天在想，我们教会呢，在敬拜这件事情上，到底我们是在什么样的一个阶段，什么 stage?
So I was thinking, what kind of stage we are, our church is in when passing the baton about worship, regarding worship. What do you think?
我觉得我们还在跑第一棒的时候。
I feel that we are still running the first leg.
然后我们很盼望能够赶快 reach 到第二棒。
And we hope that we can reach to the second leg.
然后第二棒的人可以继续的来跑。
And the next person can continue running.
我们一起来读一处的圣经。
Let's read the scripture together.
这是我们今天最主要的经文。
And that's our scripture.
约翰福音四章十九节。
John chapter 4, verse 19.
我们从十九节一直读到二十四节。
Let's read from verse 19 through 24.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。我们一起再把23节跟24节用英文来读一遍，好不好？
Let's read verses 23 and 24 in English together.
But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship HimMust worship in spirit and truth. 神是灵，
God is spirit.
所以拜他的必须用心灵和真实来拜他。
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
在 原文的圣经里面 worship 就是敬拜这个字。
In the original context, the word worship.
在旧约的圣经里面，它的希伯来文它有一个非常特别的意思。
The Hebrew word has a special meaning.
它特别讲到我们这个人，我们的身体是 physically 我们来到神的面前，而且我们伏在他的面前。
Particularly describes that our physical body comes before God and prostrate before Him.
而且是在一个仪式的里面。
And it's in the form of ritual.
那这个这样子，我在神面前这样子谦卑俯伏的，在一个仪式里面，我向他的一个表示。
This expression to God in a ritual, in a humble prostrate form.
是出于我自己的愿意，我的选择。
It is something out of my own willingness and choice.
那在新约的圣经里面
，and in the New Testament,
它的希腊文的原文有两个字。
And then the Bible used two Greek words.
我们都把它翻译成敬拜。
And then we all translate to worship.
那第一个字
，the first word,
proskuneo. 它的好像有一个意思呢，就是像狗，非常亲密的，非常谦卑的，非常爱慕的，它来舔它主人的手。
It's to describe a dog licking its master with affection and humility.
它是一个非常有感情，非常有 emotion, highly emotional charge 的一个字，一个它一定有它的它里面有它的感情，它的爱。
This word is a highly emotionally charged word. Has a lot of affection in it.
那另外有一个字
，There's another word.
在罗马书第十二章第一节里面用到的
，It's used in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
This is your reasonable act of worship.
那这个字呢，有的时候翻译成敬拜，有的时候翻译成侍奉。
And this word sometimes is translated to worship and sometimes service.
所以我们常常以为说我们侍奉，我们就是做事情。
We oftentimes think that when we serve, we're actually doing things.
我们来注重说事情要怎么样来做好。
So we care about how to do things well.
我们做招待的时候，我们常把这个程序单把它叠好。
And then for ushers, we have to fold the program sheet.
我们负责我们的 AV, 我们摄影录音的时候，我们负责我们要怎么样把它知道它的技巧，知道它的了解它的程序，知道它的机器。我们来非常注重这些。
And if we serve in the AV team, we have to pay attention to the technical details.
但如果我们了解，当我们侍奉在圣殿里面做一切来服侍神的事情
，But if we know that anything we do in the holy temple,
在神的眼中它是一个敬拜
，It's considered worship in God's eyes.
会不会对我们的侍奉有很不一样的地方
？Does this understanding would change our service?
当我们在放 projector 的时候
，when we show slides，
当我们在家里面预备这些的这些的 slides， 这些的经文的时候
，when we prepare slides，
主耶稣啊，我在敬拜你
，Lord Jesus， I'm worshiping，
愿你来得到我的最好
，May you get my best。
所以前两个礼拜余弟兄说，我们来到神家里面，第一件事情是敬拜。
So 2 weeks ago, Brother Yu says, whenever we come to God's house, first thing we do is to worship.
第二件事情是我们的交通。
Second thing is that we have fellowship.
第三件事情是我们服侍。
Then we have service.
当我们的敬拜发生问题的时候
，When there's something wrong with our worship,
我们的敬拜跟我们的侍奉也要出错。
Then our fellowship and service will go wrong too.
尤其我们在教会里面有很多有服事的同工。
We have many co-workers who have a lot of services at church.
每一个侍奉
Everything,
不管大跟小
Every service, whether great or small,
都是向神的敬拜。
All worship to God.
感谢神在我们中间有很多的弟兄姐妹，很多的同工都在这里服事神。
Thank God that many brothers and sisters are serving here.
那这些的侍奉呢，是出于我们对神的爱。
And we serve out of our love for God.
我们不是因为任何的利益。
We're not doing it for any profits.
不是因为任何的好处。
Or any gain.
更不是要炫耀自己。
Or to boast.
那今天在这样子的世代里面，金钱挂帅，所有的东西都是交换的原则。
In this modern day, when money is supreme and everything is like a business deal.
我盼望我们在侍奉这件事情上，我们绝对不要落到这样子的陷阱。
I hope that we do not hold the same kind of attitude.
就像在旧约里面那个字一样，他说是出于我自己的选择。
Just like in the Old Testament word, it says our willing choice.
我要来敬拜我的神。
That I want to worship my God.
我要来侍奉我的神。
And I want to serve my God.
我记得有一个例子哈，就是我们有一次有个姐妹交通她在常常在家里面服侍，常常把家里面打开。
I remember a sister shared that her house was she often opened her house for family meeting.
但是呢，有一阵时间呢，就是常常来她家里聚会的一个姐妹。
Okay, she opened her house for meetings, and once a sister who often comes to her house.
在言语，在一些的言行上面，非常的伤害我们这个姐妹。
And then she hurt our sister verbally.
所以她有一天，她非常的痛苦。
So she was very sad and hurt.
她就到主面前去祷告。
So、
她祷告了很久了，但她那天有个特别的祷告。
So that day she went to the Lord to pray.
她说：“神啊，你看她吃我的，喝我的，她还这样子的伤害我。”
And then she says, "Lord, look at her. She eats my food and drinks my water, and she still hurts me."
然后神怎么样跟她有一个非常美好的对答？
And the Lord had a very good dialogue with her.
神说，你不是已经一个奉献给我的人吗？
The Lord says, aren't you someone who has already consecrated yourself?
这些难道不是都是我的吗？
So aren't these things mine?
你怎么还说她吃你的喝你的呢？
Why do you still say that she eats and drinks from you?
哎呀，我们的姐妹一下子就在神的面前流下眼泪。
So our sister instantly shed tears.
她知道这所有一切的服事，
she knows that all these service
都是敬拜神，
it's a worship to
God. 都是为着他，
it's for him.
都是因为爱他的缘故，
it's out of our love for him.
所以我们盼望说，我们今天我们在这样子的一个世代里面，我们要甘心尽心的侍奉。
So we need let's try our best.
在神的家里面。
To serve God and God's house.
我们把我们的爱来归给他。
And we give all our love to him.
这是向他的敬拜。
And that is our worship to him.
那敬拜呢，是我们的生活形态。
And worship is our lifestyle.
敬拜的时候，谁是中心？
When we worship, who is the center?
神是中心，
God
对不对？
is the center.
我们不是中心。
We are not the center, but God.
那之所以我们能够在敬拜，我们能够来敬拜神，是因为我们跟神有一个关系。
We can worship him because we have a relationship with him.
你跟他的关系越好，
the better our relationship with him is.
你越发的就能够来敬拜他，
the more able we can worship him.
你跟他如果没有关系，
if we have no relationship with him,
你不会来敬拜他，
we will not worship him.
所以如果今天我们没有办法来敬拜神的时候，也许我们第一件事情要来问的就是我跟神的关系怎么样。
Today, if we feel we are unable to worship him, the first thing we need to ask is, how is our relationship with him?
我跟他有关系吗？
Do I have a relationship with him?
我跟他的关系是什么呢？
And what kind of relationship is it?
我对他爱慕吗？
Do I admire and love him?
我在他的面前谦卑吗？
Am I humble before him?
我真的是尊他为我的神吗？
Do I honor him as my God?
我来到他的面前，我像那个狗想要来舔主人的手一样，那样子充满了感情，充满了爱慕吗？
When I come before him, am I like a dog eagerly to lick the master's hands with affection and humility?
对，神非常非常重视我们怎么样来敬拜他。
God really cares how we worship him.
在圣经里面有很多的地方都讲到敬拜。
Many scripture passages talk about worship.
从亚伯的时候开始。
From the time of Abel.
神就非常在乎我们怎么样来敬拜他。
God cares very much how we worship him.
最伤神心的，
the thing that hurts God's heart the most,
就是我们在敬拜的时候不照着他的心意来敬拜他。
Is that when we do not worship him according to his way.
所以我们在很多的圣经的故事里面发现，神伤心，神发怒，都是因为神的儿女不照着他所要的来敬拜他。
In the scriptures, we find many times, oftentimes, God is provoked because his children would not worship him in his way.
我们一起来读尼希米书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8.
在尼希米的时代，他们以色列的百姓被掳。
During that time, the Israelites were taken into captivity.
然后他们回到被归回到耶路撒冷。
Afterwards, they returned back to Jerusalem.
那他们请了文士以斯拉，把耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
And then at that time, they asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses.
当他们被掳到巴比伦的时候，他们没有律法书可以读。
When they were captured to Babylon, they did not have the book of the law.
所以他们回到耶路撒冷的时候
，So after they returned to Jerusalem,
他们就找了一个水门宽阔的地方。
They find a square, square near the water gate.
从清早到中午
，from daybreak until noon，
在一切能够听得懂律法书、听得懂神话人的面前
，before men and women and those who could understand，
以斯拉站在一个木台上
，the scribe Ezra，
还有一些其他的人站在他的旁边
，stood on the wood platform and with people around him.
我们一起来读第八章第五节
，Let's read the verse 5 together.
以斯拉站在众民以上。在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。第六节，以斯拉称颂耶和华，是神，众民都举手应声说：“阿们，阿们！”就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。所以他们一听到这些神的话，久违了好久都没有听到的耶和华的律法书。
As they heard the words of the Lord, which they have not heard for a long time.
我相信绝对不是尼希米或是以斯拉跟他们讲说，你们都把手举起来。
I'm sure that Nehemiah or Ezra
每一个人都说阿
们。Lift up their hands, but then they all say Amen.
把你的脸贴在地上。
And then they worship God with their
face. 跪下来。
They knelt down.
我相信是出于他们里面的自愿。
I'm sure they did all this out of their own willingness.
他们就把他们的双手举起来
As they heard the word of God, they lifted up their hands.
回应地说阿们阿们
And they responded, Amen, Amen.
他们的身体也就低下来跪在地上把脸伏在地上
And they bowed down with their face to the ground.
作为他们向神一个敬拜的表现
As an expression of their worship to God.
所以在我们中间如果我们听见主的话或是有人的祷告你觉得要讲阿们，回应一个阿们，会不会觉得很 awkward？ 会不会觉得很怪
？Do you feel awkward when you hear God's words or someone's prayer that you have great echo in your heart？
不会，阿们，
阿们。
英文组的那个，我在跟几个敬拜的同工，跟他们有时候有一些小组，跟他们有一个 discipleship。
I often have discipleship gatherings with English
这些
brothers and sisters.
孩子很可爱，他们都是高中生。
And they are high school students.
那他们一开始服侍的时候
，as they start serving,
他们很 frustrated, 很 frustrated.
They feel frustrated.
他们说，为什么？好，我们在上面祷告的时候，底下都没有人阿们。他说 ，it's deadly silent.
They feel frustrated that whenever they pray on the stage, there's no amen. It was just dead silence.
然后我们擘饼的时候，有人祷告，也没有人说阿门。
And then when people pray during the breaking of bread, there's no amen.
我们大人有没有同样的感觉
？Do you feel the same?
所以我就跟这几个孩子说
，So I told them,
我说别人祷告的时候，你阿爸阿门。
Do you say amen when others pray?
他说 sometimes 有的时候
say yeah sometimes
他说但是很奇怪因为没有别人说
well because others don't respond
所以下次我们还要管别人说不说
but next time do you still care what other people say
这是你对神的敬拜对不对
this is your worship
你的阿们又不是说给别人听的
you do not say amen for others to hear
你是对神说的
but you say that to God
阿们
say amen
这话神的话真好
That's so good
这个祷告就是我的祷告
And this prayer is my prayer
哦神啊阿们
God amen
阿爸阿们
Amen
出于我的自愿
It's out of my own willingness
我要向神的话向神的自己我要有一个反应
I respond to God's words and God himself
最简单的一个字
So with the simplest word
就是阿们
Amen
可慕神的话 是在我们的敬拜里面非常非常重要的一件事。
Our longing for God's words is very important in our
worship. 我们今天每一个人都有太多的圣经。
We all have many Bibles.
我最近才听到一个故事。
Recently I heard a story.
在1991年在乌克兰。
In 1991,
他们经过好几十年的时间，苏俄都不允许他们有任何的神学院开始。
For a long time, the Russian government did not allow any seminary.
但是还是有些的基督徒
，but still,
他们固定的聚集
，they were gathered together.
但是他们缺少神的话
，but they lack God's words.
那后来等到1991年的时候，他们让一两个可以重新开的神学院，他们开始让请从美国来的教授去给他们上课。
Finally, in 1991, they were able to open up one or two seminary schools.
那个时候，他们
they invited American professors to teach them.
可能整个的班上的神学生没有一个人有一本圣经。
At that time, probably none of the seminary students have a copy of Bible.
所以呢，当这个教授要在那边讲课的时候
，So when the professor was teaching,
政府给他们一个限制
，The government had a restriction.
你可以教他们唱歌。
The government had a restriction.
你可以教他们文学
that he could teach them singing or literature.
你可以念从别人的来信
or you can read letters.
但是你不可以教圣经
but you
你不可以拿着圣经拿出来教
You cannot bring out the Bible and teach the Bible.
那所以呢，这个神学院的教授
so this professor
他就教他们诗篇
so he taught them psalms.
教他们唱诗篇
He taught them how to sing
唱的时候他要先把这个歌词要念一遍给他们听
Then he has to read the lyrics
然后是讲英文的教授呢他需要有一个人讲 Russian 就是翻译成苏俄的话俄语
And then he needs a translator to translate English to Russian
这个翻译就特别跟这个教授说
And then the translator told the professor
他说你可不可以念的时候要非常非常的慢
And he says, please read it very, very slowly.
他说对不起，他说你念完以后，我翻译的时候，我会翻译的非常非常的慢。
He says, sorry, when after you read, I will translate it very, very slowly.
因为他每一个学生叫 word by word, 一个字一个字把它抄下来。
Because every student has, will copy it down word by word.
然后他们把它累积起来，然后成为一本抄写的圣经。
And then they will accumulate together to become a handwritten Bible.
他们教新约的书信的时候
So when they teach the New Testament epistles,
那教授呢就准备一张纸
，the professor will prepare.
然后他说这是两千年前有一个叫保罗的人，他写一封信给在罗马的人。
And then the professor will read like this is a letter written 2,000 years ago.
所以这些学生赶快写罗马书
to the Church of Romans.
然后一个字又一个字的把它抄下来。
And then these students will write it down word by word.
啊，得着神的话。
They receive God's word.
他们就当食物吃了。
They will eat it like food.
啊，今天
and today,
我们很多时候我们在敬拜的时候，我们还是一样缺少神的话。
Oftentimes when we worship God, we lack God's word.
并不是因为我们没有圣经
，not because we do not have Bibles,
而是撒旦把一个厌烦、一个厌恶真理的一个心放在现在的人里面。
But Satan has given a modern day people an attitude that dread God's words.
所以我们就常常用别的东西来代替
So we replace it with something else
那我们现在要再来看一下敬拜到底是什么
So now let's look at what is worship
除了刚刚我讲的那个几个经文再来讲到那个原文的解释
Besides the explanation of the original word
这个字呢 worship 敬拜呢它是一个动词对不对
The word worship is an adverb
所以它应该要有一个受词它要有一个人它应该是有 audience 的
So this verbMust have an object, an audience.
那敬拜的时候
，when we worship,
谁是我们的 audience?
Who is our audience?
是神
，God.
我们现在讲起来觉得很理所当然，对不对？
Now,
敬拜当然是敬拜神哦。
It's very logical. Whenever we worship God.
但是我们常常我们把后面这个神呢就省略了。
But oftentimes we omit God.
我们去敬拜
So that we just say, let's worship.
我们在教会里面服侍敬拜
And then we say, we serve in the worship team.
慢慢的我们自己也糊涂了
And then gradually we lose the focus.
我们真的是在敬拜神吗
Are we really worshiping God?
所以当我们来敬拜的时候每一个主日你一进到这个门的时候
Every Sunday when you walk in the door
你第一件事情要想到的
The first thing you need to remember.
我是来敬拜神。
I'm here to worship God.
这是我们最重要的一件事。
And this is the most important thing.
如果我们的脑筋里面我们都被别的东西来充满了。
If our mind is filled with all other things.
当我们敬拜的时候。
Then when we worship.
神就不是那个 audience.
Then God is not our audience.
那古今中外大家都有这个敬拜的需要。
Throughout the generations, everyone has the need to worship.
所以今天敬拜的对象到底是谁非常的重要。
So it's very important whom we worship.
那我们来看一下有几张的照片。
Let's see some pictures.
我们这次在希腊的时候哈那个、
While in Greece.
也是一样我们 有天下午聚完会以后那弟兄姐妹要带我们去看这个亚略巴谷。亚略巴谷那个保罗的
Areopagus
这是保罗在希腊的地方这是希腊的一个基督教的发源地对不对第一批的人第一批的基督徒就是在亚略巴谷产生的
And then these are the place where the first Christians in Greece happened
然后呢这个旁边呢就是一个女神庙
And then right next to it it's a
这些呢是
goddess
盖给他们像阿波罗或是宙斯的庙
So these are the temples built for the Apollos or the Zeus.
然后这是他们最尊崇的宇宙之神宙斯。
And then this is the,
我第一次见他的面。
Zeus.
然后这是他们很多的各式各样的神。你们知道希腊有各式各样的神。
And you know that, in Greece, there are all kinds of idols.
有的时候这个还有一些人面啊身体是兽。那有一些整个呢就是兽。这个是超过摩西以前西元1600多年以前BC 怎么讲祖前1600年
So these are the idols created, the golden calves created before the time of Moses about 1600 BC.
所以你看从有人类历史以来他们都想要来敬拜。
So you can see throughout human history, mankind
当我在看到这些的时候
when I saw these,
我心里面有一个很大很大的感触。
I had this thought.
如果这些假神他都来 deserve 都有这么多的人来敬拜他
If these false gods get so much worship
那这一位真正创造天地给我们赐给我们生命为了神为了人他死在十字架上为了爱他拯救我们带我们来回到父的怀抱的这一位神我们为什么缺少人来敬拜他
Why
is that? 为什么这么难
Why is that? It's so hard for us to worship this true God who created the universe, created us, and loved us, and died on the cross for us, and brought us back to the Father.
所以我记得有一次我们还在迪安撒的时候我们有一班人来从西藏来访问我们。
I remember while we were still gathering at迪安撒 College, a group of people came from Tibet.
他们很多是信奉喇嘛教的。
Many are believing in the Lama.
所以他进到我们教会以后我们弟兄姐妹们邀请他来参加我们的教会我们觉得是一件很宝贝的事情我们到哪里去找这些人来让他们介绍把神给他们听呢
As they were brought to our church we felt very honored because where could we find such people and introduce God to them
等到他参加完一场聚会以后中午吃饭他跟余弟兄坐在一起
And after the meeting they had lunch with Brother Yu
他说这个基督教的神比我们喇嘛教的神好像这个友善很多。
They say that this Christian God seems to be more friendly than,
他说因为我看你们信徒呢好像都无所谓。
Because it seems like, the believers are crack,
你们在聚会的时候可以走来走去。
You could walk around in your meeting.
然后可以不同的时间都可以进来。
And you can come into the worship anytime.
他说我们在喇嘛教的话他说我们是要整个趴在地上趴进去的
In our religion in Tibet,
那绝对不可能在殿里面还能够这样走动的。
We had to crawl into the temple.
他说
impossible for us to walk around in the temple.
我们对喇嘛也是非常非常的尊敬的。
And we have great respect to Lama.
所以这是我们给他们的印象。
So that is our impression to them.
你们觉得我们的神，我们所信奉的神？他所该得的敬拜难道不比那一些希腊或者是其他各种各样他们所人手所造出来的那个神像我更配得敬拜吗
Don't you think our God deserves more worship than those idols made by, made by man's hands.
所以这是我心里面常常在想说，如果今天我们真是信神的人，哦，主耶稣啊，我们真是要来敬拜你。
If we believe in God, then Lord Jesus, we ought to worship.
从心灵里面出于自愿的那样子的亲爱的来敬拜他，爱戴他，这是很自然的一件事情。
It should be very natural that out of a willing heart, we worship him with great affection.
如果今天我们真是爱我们的神，
If we truly love our God,
敬拜自然是成为我们生活中的中心。
Worship will naturally become the center of our life.
我们所有的生活都绕着敬拜。
And our life will be centered around worship.
我们敬拜的礼仪。
And then the rituals of worship.
我们今天特别想讲到，就是当我们在一起敬拜的时候。
Today I want to focus more on our corporate worship.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
他其实并不在乎我们在哪里敬拜他。
He does not really care where we worship.
不见得是在撒玛利亚人的山上。
It doesn't have to be on the mountain of Samaria.
不见得是犹大人所说的一定要在耶路撒冷。
Or in Jerusalem like the Jews said.
我们不见得一定要到朝圣，到了耶路撒冷的圣殿，我们才能够来敬拜神。
You don't have to go to the holy temple in Jerusalem to worship.
他是灵。
He is spirit.
今天神在他的儿女中间来寻找用灵和真实来敬拜他的人。
Now God is seeking among his children those who will worship in the spirit and truth.
如果今天所有信神的人都是用灵和真实来敬拜他，神就不需要来寻找了，对不对？
If all believers today will worship him in spirit and truth, then God does not have to seek them.
你一举手节制，你一接受耶稣，你一受浸，你应该就是一个用灵和真实来敬拜他的人。
Soon as we confess our faith and get baptized, we should worship in spirit and truth.
那为什么神今天在英文的圣经里面，它的翻译，它的原文就是神今天在寻找 seeking, he's seeking for such. 他在寻找这样子的人，用心灵和真实来敬拜他。
Then why still in the Bible, why the Bible still says that today he's seeking such worshippers?
因为并不是每一个人都能够了解敬拜的真谛。
Because not everyone understands the true meaning of worship.
那在圣经的里面呢，我们讲一些比较实际的。当我们在一起来敬拜的时候
，So whenever we gather to worship,
我们要很注意的一件事。
There's some things we need to
pay attention. 那在圣经的历史里面发生过很多次
，And it happened throughout the history of in the Bible.
就是神的百姓他们用拜假神的仪式拿来拜真神。
That children of God worship God.In the ritual that was used to worship other gods.
所以当我们在这里传达神的话，我们在这里祷告，我们在这里用诗歌奉献，我们来敬拜神的时候，
As we are here to worship God with delivering God's words, praying and singing songs.
我们其实是要用一个很慎重的态度。
We have to have a very sincere and serious attitude.
不是我们今天随便唱什么样的诗歌，随便用什么样的形式，都是敬拜神。
It's not, we can't worship in any style we want or choose any songs we want.
所以在诗歌的选择上面
the choice of songs,
诗歌非常非常的重要。
Songs are very important.
在犹大国哈，在所罗门之后呢，以色列就分成了南国跟北国两个国家。
After King Solomon, Israel entered into the divided kingdoms.
北国所有的王，他们都是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And all the kings in the north kingdom did evil in God's eyes.
在南国
and then southern kingdom,
在中后期的时候
and during the later period,
有两次非常著名的复兴。
There are two revivals that are famous.
所以我每一次读到历代志读到列王的时候，我每一次读到这两次的复兴，我的心里面就真的是非常的沸腾，非常的喜乐，而且非常的真的是每一次读到那几段的故事的时候，我真的是盼望在今天这个世代，我们也有那样子能够被记载，被圣灵记载下来的复兴。
Every time I read about these two famous revivals in the Book of Kings or the Chronicles, my heart is just touched and stirred up. And how I wish that in modern days our churches would have revivals just like that and be remembered by the Holy Spirit.
一次是在主前720多年的西西家王。
The first revival happened in 728 BC during the King Hezekiah.
我们来看历代志下。
Let's turn to the book Second Chronicles,
chapter 29. 那他 在他之前，他前面的王呢，把整个的圣殿都 shut down 了，把门都关起来了。
During the kings before King Hezekiah,
the king
had shut down the holy
temple and then stop all the sacrifices.
The previous king led the entire nation to worship idols.
所以西西亚王在他登基的时候，
so after King Hezekiah became
king, 他就先修理整清整清洁这个圣殿，
he repaired and cleansed the holy temple,
恢复向神的敬拜，
and restored worship to God.
然后他在献祭的时候，29章。
And in chapter 29, he was offering sacrifice.
西西家吩咐所有的人啊，就在献祭的时候，他就唱赞美耶和华的歌。
And then he said, he appointed people to worship God in singing and praises.
28节，我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 28 together.
会众都敬拜，歌唱的歌唱，吹号的吹号，如此直到燔祭献完了。然后第30节，西西家王与众首领。又吩咐利未人用大卫和先见亚萨的诗词颂赞耶和华。那你们知道西西家王跟大卫和亚萨他们相差了大概多少年？
Do you know the time between Hezekiah and King David and Asaph?
起码要250年。
At least 250 years.
那你觉得他们那个时候是因为在西西家的时代没有人可以制作诗歌，没有人会弹奏乐器啊，唱他们当时的诗歌吗？
Do you think it's because at the time of King Hezekiah there was no one to compose music?
不是这样子。
No.
但是他们却还保留了250年大卫和亚萨的时代所制造的诗章颂词来赞美耶和华。
But they still kept the psalms.And the songs written during the time of David and Asaph.
他们唱完诗歌以后，他们就把礼物带来献给神。
And after they sang praises, they brought offerings to God.
在将近100年以后
，and about after
有另外一个王
，100 years, another king came,
叫做约西亚王
，King has Josiah.
他再度的来恢复律法书上面的敬拜。
Once again, he restored the worship described in the book of law.
献祭以后
，and after he offered sacrifices.
我们一起来读35章第15节。
Let's turn to chapter 35.
歌唱的亚萨子孙照着大卫、亚萨、西曼和王先见耶杜顿所吩咐的，站在自己的地位上，守门的看守各门，不用离开他们的职事，因为他们的弟兄利未人给他们预备祭物。那他跟大卫之间相差了有400年。
And then King Josiah is about 400 years later.
这两个王他们照着律法书上恢复神所要的敬拜，他们的年纪都只有20几岁。
When these two kings restored the worship according to the book of law,
他们登基的时候才20几岁。
When they became king, they were like
大概我记得不错，应该是一个25岁，一个26岁。
So when they were about 25, 26 years old,
我们在我们中间20岁到30岁的，我们要不要举一下手
？So please raise your hand if you are in your 20s.
感谢主，这么早而已吗？那这样我说15岁到30岁，35岁的好不好
？About between 15 to 30.
Yes. 不要小看你们年轻。
Please do not despise your youth. Look down.
在他们合神心意的敬拜失去了很多年之后，这两个年轻的王，他们在神的面前，他们恢复了向神真实的敬拜。
After godly worship being lost and stopped for many years, these two young kings restored the worship according to the law.
那今天在我们新约的时代
，Now in New Testament age,
神仍然在这里寻找。
God is still seeking.
He is seeking such.
He's seeking such.
到底怎么样的人呢？
What kind of people?
用灵和真实来敬拜他的人。
Those who worship him in spirit.
所以我们有一个问题，到底什么样叫做灵？怎么样我在灵中可以向神来敬拜？
Then we might ask, how do I worship him in spirit?
那第一件事情呢，我想要问一下大家。
First thing I need to ask you.
相不相信？我再问一次，我常常问，对不对？你相不相信你里面有一个灵
？Do you believe that you have a spirit within you？
相信。那中文的圣经翻译的非常好。
The Chinese translation is pretty good.
约翰福音第4章。
Let's go back to John chapter 4.
他说，那真正拜父的要用灵和真实来拜他。
Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
这个用字翻译的非常有意思。
In the Chinese translation says, you have to worship him using spirit.
如果你不知道你有一个灵，你就不会用它。
If you do not know that you have a spirit, you don't know how to use it.
对不对？因为你没有，你不知道，你家里有一个电锅，你不知道你有一个电锅，你就还是用其他的锅子来煮饭。
If you do not know that you have a rice cooker, then you
still 家庭主妇用的东西都是
still cook.
如果你不知道你家里有一个很好的这个这个 digital camera,
if you do not know that you have a very good digital camera,
那你还是用从前要洗胶卷的那个。照相机来照相
then you will still use a old film camera, right?
如果你没有一个 iPod,
if you do not have an iPod,
你就还是用收音机、用录音机来听音乐
so you still listen to music with radio.
所以今天如果你不知道你里面有一个灵，你就不会用它
So if you do not know that you have a spirit within you, then you will not know how to use it.
你知道了，现在每一个人都说，大部分人都说有，对不对
？Now that you all know you have one.
如果你相信耶稣
if you believe
你重生得救
and you've been born again
你里面有一个从灵生的生命
then you have a life that is born of the spirit
这个生命它是灵
and that life is a spirit
跟神是灵一样
just like God is spirit
你知道了但是你不用它
if you know it but you don't know how to use it 谁
受亏损
then whose loss is it
谁受亏损
whose loss is it
自己嘛，对不对？你有灵，但是你却不用它。
If you have a spirit and you do not use it,
你明明有电锅
，you have a rice cooker,
但是你还是要用普通的炉子站在旁边，一直怕它扑出来，怕它扑出来，一直等。
But you still use the traditional
pot, 要一直关
，pot on the stove, and they cook rice on the stove. Then you have to stand by.
你明明有一个 digital 的 camera, 但是你还是要用那个洗胶卷的照相机，你去照相。
And then you have a digital camera, and you still use an
old
camera.
非常好用非常 powerful 非常有能力的这个 digital camera 放在旁边
You put aside your powerful digital camera and you use the old camera
白费很多的力气
And then you waste a lot of effort
你还看不到你的照片你还得拿出去洗
And you have to go and develop your film before you can see your pictures
今天我们每一个人里面都有灵
Everyone has a spirit within us
我们有没有用它
Are we using it?
我们敬拜我们的神的时候，我们有没有用它
？Do we use our spirit when we worship God？
我们现在坐在这里
，as we're sitting here，
听到的时候
，listening to a sermon，
我有没有用它
？Are we using our spirit？
当我在小组里面在聚会的时候，我有没有用它
？As I lead a small group studies， do I use？
我当我在带小朋友唱诗歌，或者我给他们讲故事的时候，我有没有用它
？As I lead children to worship and or tell stories， do I use my spirit？
我弹琴的时候，我有没有用它？
When I play the piano,
我打鼓的时候有没有用它？我在擘饼聚会纪念主的饼和杯的，我有没有用我里面的灵啊
？As I remember the Lord during the break of bread, do I use my spirit?
今天神在这里寻找
，But God is seeking
such,
seeking such
这样的人，怎样的人
？What kind?
用灵
，those who will
在真理的里面敬拜他的。
Worship in spirit and truth.
我们的注意力常常注意在到底要用什么样的乐器啊？到底可不可以打鼓啊？到底哈、啊，我们唱歌的时候我们要唱什么样的诗歌
？We often focus our attention on the instruments, whether we can use drums or what kind of songs to sing.
这些都是帮助我们用灵在真实的里面来敬拜他。
These are all but to help us to worship in the spirit.
不是我们最重要的。
But they are not the most
我们有所有的乐器
，Yes, we may have all kinds of instruments, and then the best music.
但是我们没有用我们的灵，不在真理的里面来敬拜，这样子的敬拜神也不算数。
But if we do not worship in the spirit, such worship are not.
Now, by the way,
do not count to God.
在圣经里面，旧约的圣经里面，所有的乐器。
所
有用来在圣殿里面敬拜的乐器
All the music instrument used in the Old Testament
其实都是外邦人的乐器
Actually, Gentile instruments
并不是只有在圣殿里面只有这些以色列人发明的乐器
They were not invented by Israelites to be exclusively used in the temple.
怎么样让他 sanctify 我们使他成为圣洁啊？不管是打鼓的，不管是弹琴的，不管是吹号的，敲拔的。
So it is up to us how we sanctify them.
可能在假神的殿里面，他们也用同样的乐器。
Maybe the same instruments were used in
to worship false gods. 什么东西是这么 different 呢？什么东西差别
？What made them different?
是敬拜的人。
It's the worshipper.
是不是？
It's the worshipper.
不一样。
The worshippers made them different.
而今天神在寻找这样子的人来敬拜。
And today God is seeking such to worship Him.
我必须要结束。
I have to end.
那我们九月份的时候，我们要退休会。
We will have our church retreat in September.
我们是要带着一个敬拜的心，预备好，我们要来朝见我们的神。
Let's prepare our heart with a heart of worship to encounter, to meet Him.
把我的小皮包给我一下。我记得我们在去年九月份退休会回来。
After we came back from our retreat last year.
有很多的弟兄姐妹有很美好的事情发生在他们的身上。
Many good things happened to many brothers and sisters.
我听说有许多病得医治的。
Many,
就在我们祷告的时候。
Many got healed. Their sicknesses got healed while we prayed.
有很多当场愿意接受耶稣的。
And many received the Lord
后来也受
浸的。During the meetings.And later on got baptized.
有灵命被更新的。
And some got spiritually renewed.
有夫妻的关系大大改变的。
Or a family relationship got improved.
有弟兄哭着说他要来侍奉神的。
Or some brothers in tears said they want to serve God.
啊，年轻人在聚会的里面，在那个山上遇见神的比比皆是。
Many young people met God.
然后他们回到他们的学校。
And then they went back to their school.
啊，今年的五月。
And this year in May.
我跟余弟兄我们在欧洲服侍一个四天的联合聚会。
Brother Yu and I were serving in a four-day combined meeting in Europe.
那这个四天的联合聚会呢，在最后一天的时候，他们有一个见证，见证的聚会。
On the last day, they had a testimony meeting.
改了他们的聚会，让他们有一些的见证。
They changed it so that some people can have the chance to share testimonies.
第一个弟兄上来。
The first brother that came up.
他说他在聚会的里面他遇见神。
Says he met God.
他遇见神他第一个的反应。
And his first reaction.
他看见他自己的罪。
He saw his sin.
他在上山之前他跟一个同工有很长时间的摩擦。
Before,
感觉非常的强非常 strong.
Before the conference, he had long time conflict with another co-worker.That bothered him a lot.
但是他遇见神他那天当场在他的见证里面向那个同工说道歉的话
after,
过去给他们一起有一个 hug
after meeting God while during the, his testimony he went to the brother apologize,
他也当场向他的
apologize and gave him a hug
他也当场向他的妻子抱歉
he also apologized to his wife
那还有一个姐妹她说我要跟我的丈夫认错
Another sister says, I have to apologize to my husband.
她说我没有让他做我们家里面的头。
She said, I did not allow him to be the head of our family.
她说他很多的决定都是我帮他做的。
Says, I made a lot of decisions for him.
她一边讲的时候一边掉眼泪。
And she said all this with tears.
在我们四天的聚会里面我们没有一堂讲到家庭。
And then in our four-day meeting, we did not talk about family life.
还有一个母亲他哭着说
Another mother
他说我要对我的孩子 say sorry
And she says I have to say sorry to my children
我常常照着我的己意我随意的管教孩子
I often discipline them according to my own
我以为我有这个权利
I thought I had the power
所以我的孩子受到我很多的伤害
So my children got hurt by me
有一个弟兄
There's another brother 好像
从新加坡来的
From Singapore
他说他有好长的时间他不愿意服侍
For a long time he did not want to serve God
他说他一直想等到他失眠好了以后解决了以后他再起来服侍主
He says he wanted to serve God after his insomnia got healed
他说我现在我要起来服侍主
And he says now I
want to serve God 我要把握住今天我要来把我最好的来献给神
I want to take this opportunity and serve God from today
有一个福音朋友
And there's another gospel friend.
他说他已经参加慕道班，已经参加了一年多了。
He's been to gospel classes
for over a year. 但他的心非常的刚硬，他不愿意来，他不愿意接受耶稣。
But his heart is hardened. He did not want to accept Jesus.
他说，但是今天我要告诉你们，我已经是基督徒了。
But he says, today I want to.
我接受了耶稣做我的救主。
Today I want to tell you I'm a Christian already.
他说昨天晚上他回到宿舍。
Last night he went back to his.
他就对我，他说我就对我自己很大声的说。
And he proclaimed loudly to himself.
你已经是一个基督徒了。
You are a Christian already.
他说今天早晨的时候我又拍了我一下大腿。
And this morning I hit my thigh.
他说你是基督徒了，你怎么忘记祷告了？
You are a Christian. How come you forgot to pray?
然后有一个人
他
说他决志信主以后他有很长的时间他不愿意受浸。
For a long time after he received Jesus, he
would not get baptized.
And then that day, he's.
他说我今天我就需要你弟兄为我受浸。
That's today, I hope brother you will baptize me.
还有一个姐妹很可爱。
Another sister, she was very lovely.
她说她到了那个国家以后已经五年了。
She's been to that nation for 5 years.
她是慕道友。
She was a gospel friend.
然后她刚刚决志。
And recently received the Lord.
她说这是我五年第一次看到一个活的牧师跟师母站在我的前面。
This is the first time in 5 years I saw a pastor and his wife alive in front of me.
她说耶稣基督是我的救主。
Jesus Christ is my Savior.
我一生一世我都要来跟随他。
I will follow him all the days of my life.
这些事情都是在当我们与众圣徒一同敬拜的时候发生的。
These things all happen when we worship God with saints.
我们一个人敬拜的时候
when we worship him alone.
我们常常觉得很软弱
we often feel weak.
但是当神把我们放在众圣徒的里面
But when God places us among saints,
我们可以一同来明白神的爱有何等的长阔高深
Together we get to comprehend the width, length, height, and depth of God's love
一个人敬拜的时候
When we worship him alone
我们认识的神只有这么一点点
This is how much we know about God
当我们跟众圣徒一同来敬拜的时候
When we worship him with saints,
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚！
神的爱，神的自己，他的长阔高深
，the length, height, width, and depth of His love，
就在他的会中向我们启示。
It's manifested and revealed to us in corporate worship.
我们一起站起来，我们再来唱这首诗歌。Here I am to worship.
Let's stand up and sing. Here I am to worship.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow.
song often.
我们常常来告诉你说，我们就在这里，我们在这里来敬拜你。
We want to tell you often that we are here to worship you.
不在山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Not on the mountains or in Jerusalem.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
所以他正在寻找用灵和真实来敬拜他的人。
He's seeking those who will worship in spirit and truth.
愿每一次我们聚集来敬拜你的时候
May all our gatherings of worship
你在这里找到许多的人都是这样的人
That you will find many such people
我们不要把你所赐给我们的宝贝的圣灵放在里面而我们不用它
We do not want to keep the Holy Spirit within us and not use it
我们不要中了仇敌的诡计
We will not fall into the scheme and trap of the enemy
当我们没有办法在敬拜中面对面的来遇见
That we will not be able to meet you face to face in worship
我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
谢谢你把敬拜你遇见你的特权赏给我们
Thank you for giving us the privilege to worship and meet you
叫我们这些不配不值的人
So those of us who are unworthy
竟然可以在灵的境界里面把真实的敬拜来献给你
That we can render true worship in the realm of the spirit
你的心满足我们的灵里也快乐
Your heart will be satisfied and our
spirit
will rejoice 我
们何等的渴慕常常的来敬拜你
Lord how we long to worship you always
在我们个人的生活里我们要来敬拜你
We want to worship you in our daily life
在我们教会的聚集中我们更是要来敬拜你
And we want to worship you in the assembly meeting
因为敬拜你是我们聚集的目的
Because to worship you is the reason of our gathering
我们也求你祝福所有用灵和真实来敬拜你的人
Bless all of us who worship you in spirit and truth
让我们来敬拜你的时候
So when we worship you
我们从你得着恩惠
We receive blessing
从你得着喜乐
Joy
从你得着医治
And healing
从你得着爱
And love
从你得着力量
Strength
Oh, 你这位丰富的神
oh, Lord, you are God
你从来不吝惜
you are never
你乐意把所有的恩典都赐给我们
you want to give all
你已经在耶稣基督里
In Jesus Christ
你已经把所有属灵的产业都已经赐给我们了
you have given to us all spiritual blessings
我们岂是贫穷的呢
we are not poor
我们岂是缺少的呢
we are not lacking
我们岂是要苦苦哀求的呢
we do not have to
我们是一般在地上独居的民
we are a particular people
因为我们敬拜真神
because we worship the true God
我们赞美你
Lord we praise you
我们赞美你
we praise you Lord
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
赞美我们的神
Hallelujah
赞美我们的神
Praise the Lord our God
用全人来敬拜你
And we want to worship you with our entire body
Hallelujah 赞美
Lord we praise you Lord, we long to worship you in eternity that we are not limited by space or time.
我们在那里要跟摩西，要跟亚伯拉罕，跟大卫一同来敬拜你。
We will worship you with Moses, with Abraham and David.
我们要在那里跟穆安德烈，跟 Campbell Morgan, 跟 Spurgeon, 我们一同来敬拜你。
We will worship you with Andrew Murray, Campbell Morgan, or Spurgeon.
我们要在那里跟远处的近处的我们一同来敬拜你
We will worship you with saints from afar and near
从前的跟未来的我们都要来敬拜你
From saints of old or in the future
那时候
That time,
所有的受造都要来赞美你
All creation will praise you
颂赞尊贵荣耀都要归给坐宝座的和被杀的羔羊
Blessing and honor to the
Lord Oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah
Oh, 我们赞美你，我们赞美你，我们的心等待那个时刻，在勇士里面把更好的敬拜来归给你。
Oh,
hallelujah, 赞美我们的主，谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
愿神祝福，祝福我们。成为一个敬拜的人。
May the Lord bless all of us to become true worshippers.